Good morning, everyone, and thanks for stopping by the Airstream Chronicles podcast. I'm the show host, Rich, and as always, glad to have you with me. So today is Tech Talk Tuesday, and we're getting back on our regular schedule. So today is January 8th, Tuesday, and we're into 2019, so just barely at the start of it, right? Today, talking mobile tech, well, actually technology in general, I'm sure today's title probably gave you a giggle, but whenever I hear AI, artificial intelligence, I start to fear Skynet. Fortunately, I don't think Skynet is in our very near future, given the types of AI that we've been seeing so far in the tech industry. Specifically, I was thinking about Skylum's Luminar. So that's the photo editing program that I've been putting through its paces recently. It's a great editor. It is not a great image manager. So if you're on the road and you're trying to manage a lot of images, maybe you're doing professional photography from the road, I can tell you for a fact that that Luminar today is not going to be your best organizational program. So I'm still hanging on to Lightroom right now. And fortunately, Lightroom can launch Luminar, so you can go do some edits in Luminar. And then those edits will be imported back into Lightroom, and it'll be fully managed by your system. So that's fantastic. But Skylum in Luminar has several AI features. They've got the new Accent AI, and they've got their new Sky AI. And I get a kick out of companies because, all right, guys, this isn't artificial intelligence. The system's not learning and growing. It is a smart system, and it can see differences in contrast points and differences in edges to make judgments about where the sky is to enhance it or where enhancements should be in an overall image. But to call these things artificial intelligence, that's quite a stretch. So while these features are great for photo editing, they're not truly AI. So fortunately, Skylum is not going to be launching Skynet, and our photo editing program is not going to take over the world today. And I think that maybe they should just call it a smart enhancer or something like that, but steer clear of the whole AI thing. And as another example of another software company out there that might be exaggerating a little bit by putting AI labels, let's think back to yesterday's talk about website building and what goes into it, because it's not just making a cool layout. You need great images, you need great content, you need a plan for your search engine optimization. All those things come together to make a functional website that also reaches the masses. So whether you're a small business owner or a medium or large business owner, a lot more goes into getting your word out there on the net. I mean, there's hundreds of millions of websites out there, right? Maybe have we crossed a billion yet? I'm not quite sure. But several years ago, I became fearful that an artificial intelligence might be coming after my job. And that artificial intelligence was being promoted by thegrid.io. If you haven't heard about The Grid, they're still out there. But their artificial intelligence website builder never quite made it. So they did a lot of pre-sales. They had a lot of people buy in at the rock bottom prices for what was promised to be a fully automated website builder. So you drag your content in, you drag your images in, you drag your multimedia in, and the website design artificial intelligence will make everything perfect and fantastic. And what happened there is that they disappointed a lot of people. They took a lot of people's money up front, and they really didn't deliver on all the things they were promising several years ago. But there's still an incarnation of thegrid.io out there online. And if you go read through some of the forums, and it's a lot of fun to go read some of the Reddit threads about thegrid.io. So their artificial intelligence web builder wasn't intelligent. It could do some organization for you, but in the end, you know, there is nothing to help you out with your search engine optimization. There is nothing really to help you get found. And that is one of the big things when it comes to putting up websites. We put up websites so that people can find out about our businesses or our hobbies, whatever it is that we're interested in. We build these things to reach a larger community. And the grid.io was an utter and epic fail with that. Yes, you can build websites with it, but it is not an artificial intelligence software package at all. And this starts making me think, because the two that jump to mind here, you know, Skylum with their AI and the Grid with their AI, both companies have really let their customers down. The big promises from the Grid was that I could just drag all my content in and it's going to build me a really super professional website that I can have a store on, or I can build a community on, you know, whatever it is. And then the promises from Skylum of their digital asset management and the fact that it's taken more than a year, and over the course of that year they did their different AIs. They did their Sky AI and they did their overall AI. Throwing artificial intelligence out there almost feels gimmicky. It feels like whoever's coming up with the labels for these things might have spent more time on marketing than they did on actually, you know, making sure that they're going to be delivering a full-on product. So people, in the case of Skylum, we'd all been waiting for over a year. We'd prepaid for the digital asset management, and we got a really cool sun filter that makes sunbeams. And I can actually do that in a couple of ways on Photoshop as well. And then we've got this Accent AI feature, which does make for some pretty images. But overall, you know, a lot of flash, not a lot of content. So once again, Luminar is a great photo editing program. I enjoy using it for what it is and the photo edits. And I don't need to be overpromised these other things. I don't need to be told that there's artificial intelligence going into the final tuning of my images. Normally, a lot of that comes from me. And so, you know, the same thing can be said with the grid.io. So maybe people are throwing around artificial intelligence more and more to distract from the failures and the things that they're actually not delivering to their customers. But if they make the decision, hey, let's come out with that Accent AI and that Sky AI, when we're supposed to be providing better image management, you know, was that a path worth going down? Because before those two AI filters on Luminar, I still liked Luminar and I felt that it was a good little photo editor. So now trotting out the concept that the software is going to do the work for me, I actually don't find it to be a selling point. Because let's say the software does start doing that, and then it starts learning. And then it realizes that Skylum is very close to Skynet. And, you know, that's when we get attacked by our images and we lose control of society. No, I'm just kidding, sorry. But, so have you ever noticed that? Have you seen product marketing that's really overselling some things? When you're looking for a specific feature, they offer you three other shiny features that don't amount to the feature you really want. I think more and more we are seeing that, and I think companies are overpromising and underdelivering, and they've really got it backwards. You know, we've got a lot of options today for the software we use, whether we're on the road or in a fixed location. And we use technology to make our lives easier, to be able to communicate with other people easier, to be able to sell online easier. You get the idea. Or to edit our photos easier. So in the case of both the Grid and Skylum, their artificial intelligences will not take over the world tomorrow. And so far, the AIs have failed to impress overall. Like I said, Skylum's two AI examples, they work nice. They make the picture a little prettier, sometimes a little more unrealistic than the actual image was. But beyond that, there's not really a lot of intelligence behind it. And if you go check out the grid.io, and I suggest go ahead and do a Google search for it, check out some of those Reddit threads. It's pretty funny. It's not funny for the people who invested up front and waited forever. So, and that's one of the other things I just want to wrap up here with. Why are we pre-purchasing stuff that's not out yet? There's so many programs out there that are being funded by Kickstarter and Indiegogo and the rest, and we're actually bringing up wheelbarrows of money to these companies that don't have a completed product yet. So, you know, often people have complained, hey, I don't want to pay for beta access to a program. But we're at the point where a lot of people are paying for the promise of the game and not even really anything to show for it. So I think that companies are going to have to reel that in. It's great that Kickstarter is there to help us, you know, start on a brilliant idea and maybe bring that idea to life. But more and more, as I'm watching some of these launches, some of these Kickstarter and Indiegogo launches, where a company doesn't even really have a product yet, why are we prepaying these guys? We're teaching them something. You don't even have to deliver me a product yet, but I'm going to go ahead and pay you the full amount for that product. That's a dangerous lesson, because more and more we're going to be even more disappointed. Not only when Skynet fails to attack us, but when we actually don't get the software we were promised delivered, and we get more and more delays. And in some cases with these companies starting these new products, not only do we get more delays, but they do a second and third round of funding on Kickstarter or Indiegogo or other places where they continue to overpromise and underdeliver, but they sure have slick marketing that really gets your attention. And I think that's one of the big things and big lesson in today's podcast is that marketing isn't everything. I really want functional tools, and I want to pay companies for fully functional tools. With that in mind, I think I'm probably not going to back any more software projects ever. And I do have to say, to wrap this up, that I was very grateful that the grid.io was such an epic failure, because it didn't replace people doing web design at all. As a matter of fact, I think the grid.io reinforced the fact that there needs to be some expertise behind your website and some thought put into your website. And you can't just put some words and some images together, throw them into an AI web builder, have it do the shake and bake thing, and come out with something that's actually usable. So there you go. Well, all right, that's our Tech Talk Tuesday, everybody. So watch out for artificial intelligence. Don't let it take your job. And as always, the beginning and ending music on this podcast is licensed through soundstripe.com. There's a link down in the show notes to Soundstripe. If you have an audio or video project that you'd like some music for, Soundstripe makes it very easy to license fantastic music for a very reasonable cost. Finally, always at the end of this podcast, we've got a new sponsor here, and that's Flipboard.com. So give the sponsor message a listen, and we'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday. And it's a wildcard Wednesday, so we'll see what we're talking about then.